Dr. Lori Puterbaugh, hello.
Hey, Jamie, how are you today?
Well, love is in the air.
As always.
Almost Valentine's Day. And today we want to talk about, what are we going to talk about? Healthy relationships?
We talk about healthy relationships.
Okay. So is there an order to the things in our life when it comes to our relationships?
Okay. If you're already in a relationship, God comes first, then your marriage, then your kiddos. And I don't mean like, your marriage comes first, as in if there's a fire in the house, clearly you throw your spouse out the window before you worry about the kids.
Thank you for clearing that up.
I mean, in terms of realizing that the first life form you and your spouse created together was the marriage. And without a healthy marriage, the kids are not going to do well. So, you know, neglecting the marriage on behalf of the kids, this is something we talk about a lot here.
Okay.
Is not good for the kids. You're not being noble by saying, oh, we don't take any time for ourselves because we put our children first. Well, if you really put your children first, you'd want them to have parents who are rock solid because they know.
That's a good one. Wow.
Yeah.
There's people driving off the road right now.
I hope don't drive off the road right now.
So what do we do? Give us some action steps.
Okay. Some action steps are just have time together alone every day to talk about your day.
Mm-hmm.
Have date night.
That could be just simply standing in the kitchen together.
Yeah.
While one of you is cooking dinner and just TV off, radio off, smartphones down, and just talking.
Yeah, oh, yeah, put being the back moment. Away from the phones, people.
Back away, yeah.
Yeah, back away from the phone. Be each other's best friends. Encourage each other's hopes and dreams. But another thing we were talking about off air is if you are not yet in a committed relationship, if you're, you know, hoping to find love, you owe it to your future spouse and your future children to get yourself healthy now. Healthy in mind, healthy in body, healthy in spirit.
Mm, yeah, that's what they say. You know, you have to be happy first before you can even have a hope of making somebody else happy, right?
Yeah, you don't want to look at, well, all my problems will be fixed when I find the right person. You know, when I find the right person, I'll be able to stop drinking. When I find the right person, I'll beat my gambling addiction. When I find the right person, I'll get over this whole thing with my family of origin. When I find the right person, I'll be able to stop shooting smack. You know, it doesn't work that way. You get whole and healthy, and that is what you will attract to you.
Then you'll be attractive. And I'm not talking from the exterior.
Although that doesn't help.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt.
but you know, but somebody who's, you know, drinking too much or doing drugs or, you know, wallowing in despairing and abusive behaviors is not going to be attractive in mind, body, or spirit to somebody who's looking for a holy marriage.
We hope you have a wonderful Valentine's Day. And Dr. Lori, thank you very much,
as usual.
Balanced Lifestyle Coaching is Dr. Lori's website, balancedlifestylecoaching.com. And look forward to her forthcoming blog, which we will share more about in the months ahead.